课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to part of a talk on this topic in an ecology class.
Nothing is more dependable than the lowly earthworm, right? Well, not exactly. We now know that earthworms are causing significant damage to some forests. The problem is they're destroying the soil cover. Native plant communities are disappearing, and so is the habitat for a lot of different animals. It's because earthworms change the structure of the soil and change how nutrients are cycled. It's because of this that they have such a huge rippling effect on forest ecosystems. The idea that worms are suddenly a problem isn't easy for us to grasp, but now we have evidence of their damage. There's a forest ecologist in Minnesota who's studying the soil near a popular fishing lake. She noticed that the forest floor was changing rapidly near the shoreline of the lake, where fishers dump their unused bait worms. A thick layer of spongy duff was disappearing, and so were the native wildflowers. When she took a shovel and looked at the soil, she could see that earthworms were present in large numbers wherever the duff was disappearing. The worms are doing just what gardeners like them to do. They're taking organic matter from the surface, in this case, the leaf litter and decaying branches, and they're moving it down deeper into the soil. Except that here, by the lakeshore, they're cleaning the forest floor so well that fallen leaves disappear in just a few weeks. The decaying leaves in the duff are of vital importance to the forest ecosystem. Duff contains the nutrients that are slowly released into the soil, the nutrients that plants need to sprout. But worms are literally eating the forest floor right out from under the plants. And the disappearance of the duff has an effect beyond the native plants. The duff also gives shelter to salamanders, insects, and spiders. So when the duff disappears, so do these animals and the other animals that feed on them.
Describe the problems caused by earthworms in forest ecosystems and explain how these problems contradict information in the reading.